not come this far to overcome this much and fight this hard, only to surrender our country back to the depraved Washington swamp.
Folks, I know it's Saturday and we normally don't put videos out with news, but there's so much going on. Plus, we need prayer going into the voting week right now, right? Everyone's ready to see how this all plays out. The National Guard's getting called up. Sound familiar? Well, yes, there is the intel drops with many comms flying out. For all of us, we're going to see a lot of it today. I'm going to show them with you, share them with you. We'll see this and note the mainstream media actually doing their job in some areas. Stay tuned for this. And near the end, where the Amish support President Trump and those in North Carolina that are hurting. Check it out. Here we go.
Think about all they've done to Donald Trump. First, it was hoaxes, witch hunts, and impeachments. Then it was FBI raids, courtrooms, and mugshots. Finally, it was bullets in a Pennsylvania field. And after all that, this man stood up with blood draining down his face, pumped his fists in the air, and told us to fight. Fight. Fight.
America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, brighter, happier, stronger, freer, greater, and more united than ever before. And we will make America great.
We know what they think of us.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
So if Donald Trump can get through all of that, we can get out to vote.
Amazing journey we've been on, folks, hasn't it? I mean, we're getting almost there. 9 years now it's been. Wanted to show you this crowd, I believe, in Wisconsin. They were having a good time. You could see the people all gathered together. Singing a great song. Look at that, folks. If you see it looking at your screen right now, just thousands and thousands of people, not just in the same auditorium, but they're all having a good time. Everywhere you look, smiles, dancing, hands waving. Red shirts. There, people are wearing the reflector vest to represent the garbage guys that work for our country, like President Trump had on the other day. Oh, so amazing! Never thought we'd see anything like this, huh? Oh. What an amazing time to be alive. For years and years, people were trying to get the truth out. President Trump shows up, and 9 years later, we're having the biggest rallies I've ever seen before. And President Trump said, you know, these are the end of the rallies, but they're probably going to have something bigger and better after this, after the win. And so, again, I just want to remind everybody, no matter how this plays out, we know we're the victors. We know how this plays out. And even if they allow the steal to happen, some big stuff's probably going to play out, but my hope and prayer is that this whole movie comes to an end and we start to finally see a great celebration in the streets for all. So I wanted to show you this too. You know, remember the person who was triggered when President Trump was announced as the winner? Well, somebody actually showed up wearing the same outfit with the same glasses and did this, I believe, in Wisconsin. Check this out. Oh, somebody's having a good time. She dressed up just like that person who got on her knees and screamed because President Trump won. And somebody showed up dressed up the same way and did that for all to see. Thought that was pretty cool. So for President Trump, listen to the what he talks about here. It's pretty amazing.
We're not going to have this too much longer. You know, we're winding down. We're winding down. 9 years we've been doing it, right? And now we're winding down, and hopefully we'll be going to the next phase, which is turning our country around. Because we've got a little bit of a mess to take care of, don't we, huh? A little bit of a mess. But we'll get it done, and we'll get it done right. But we're going to miss these rallies, aren't we, huh?
We're going to miss the rallies, but you know what? He said something, the next phase. Well, if you go to Q+, the next phase will bring justice. The hard part is coming to an end. You are all patriots. Personal thank you to all of the folks out there.
But there'll be even better rallies in a different form. I think we'll say that, right? Front row Joes. They'll be even better, but they'll be in a different form. And really the form that we want, that's what we've been striving for. We have to get out and vote, everybody. Don't take any chances. Because Kamala's never going to be able to do it. She won't be able to do it. Not even a thought of doing it. Doesn't know how to do it. Doesn't even know how to say to do it. We cannot take any chances. So you got to get out to vote. And I can only say that it's been the experience of a lifetime for a lot of us. Some of you have been to 300 rallies. I see these people. And you're going to look back at this time in life, you know, and you're going to say there was something very, very special about what we all did together. We all did it together. There's never been anything like that. We'll have everything so good and fixed up and perfect. We'll have everything perfect. And then in 4 years, somebody will come down and that person's going to be hot as a pistol. And you know what they're going to draw? About 300 people. That's what you draw. A politician draws 250, 300, if they're good. If they're bad, they draw like 8 people, like Biden used to draw, right? Remember, he used to fill up, remember the circles? Couldn't fill up the circle. So he used the fake news media to fill up the circles. But no, it's different. But there'll never be, in the world, there'll never be anything like what we've done. We've done something that's unprecedented, and we've had fun, but now we have to get, hopefully, to work. We got to win. You got to get out and vote. And then we're going to do a real job for you all, and we're going to meet again many times, I hope. But this has been the thrill of a lifetime for me and for you and for everybody. And now we want to take that thrill and turn it into let's do business, right? Let's do business.
Let's do business. All right, this movie's coming to an end. It's time to get rid of all the... We've woken up the people, the masses, and now we can all work together to rebuild this country, and that's what it sounds like to me. Speaking of all the voting, he keeps talking about, well, you know, they turned the lights off on voters in Levittown, Pennsylvania, forcing to vote using cell phone flashlights. 6-hour wait to vote there. Did you guys hear about that? People were waiting. If you were on social media, I'm sure you're saying, yeah, I saw it. 4 or 5 hour lines, what they did, right? They remember the court went out and said, hey, you guys did some things erroneously, so you're going to have a couple more days of early voting. What did they do? They said, well, we're going to have 1 or 2 poll workers. That way everybody has to wait a long time and maybe they'll go home. They're going to do all they can in Pennsylvania to try to take the election, to try to steal it. But you know what? It's not going to work probably the way they think because the Amish are showing up in droves. I'm going to show you that later on. And why. Also, Trump campaign is suing Fulton County, Georgia. They violated subsection D of code section, bunch of numbers, which states all drop boxes shall be closed when the advanced voting period ends. Trump campaign's on top of this. Have to secure the elections. Well, check out what's happening in Georgia with Haitians.
Well, from Haiti, we came to America 6 months ago, and we already have American citizenship. We're voting Kamala Harris. Yesterday we voted in Gwinnett County, and today we're voting in Fulton County. We have all our documents, driver's license. We invite all ATMs to come to America and bring families.
Yep, so they said, yeah, we became Americans 6 months flat, and we're voting for Kamala. Interesting how that all plays out, right? Let's see, other strange play. Oh, yeah, Bucks County is now participating in voter suppression. Remember, they had massive lines to vote. Bucks County was telling you the five-hour waits, and somebody had their video out there. And then there was the voting in California. Check out what this awesome lady did wearing the garbage bag.
So I just went and voted right around the corner from my house here in California. And I pull up, I take my little hat off, but I don't take my garbage bag off. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I am in the most liberalist state, probably out the whole damn union, okay? California is pretty blue here, okay? Why everybody showing up in their trash bags?
Mm-hmm.
The lady was like, I guess you're not going to tell me why you have a trash bag on either, huh? And I looked at her, and I looked at everybody, and everybody looked at me like, you better not say nothing. I ain't saying nothing. You gonna have to Google it, lady.
Yeah.
Why we all wearing trash bags? This is why we wearing trash bags. Okay.
Trump 2024. She puts the hat on with the hair. I've got one of those. I've got a hat with the hair. Everybody on the cruise loved it. I wore it as much as possible to cover my baldness is one of the big reasons, but I also like the hat because it's got really good hair on it. And folks were asking me to go find those hats so we could sell them out to folks so they can, I don't know, just had a good time with it. Folks also had a good time with andweknow.com. That's where you can reach out to us. You'll find all of our videos located there, all of our social media. If you're looking for X, Facebook, Instagram, and more, all you have to do is you go up to the top right of our website, and there they are. Pretty cool. That's where you can connect with us. You can also watch all of our videos. They're there and ready to go. Auk merch is ready for you. You can also subscribe to our newsletter if you want our updates on email and more when our videos come out. We have podcasts if you want to listen in. We also have our partners in case you were listening to a video and you're like, hey, I want to know where that Tri-Tails beef ad is that LT was talking about. I wonder what video it was. All you have to do is go to andweknow.com. You're going to find Tri-Tails Beef, New Spring Wellness Center. Remember, they help you if you're trying to get sober. Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core. Remember, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures EMF Protection, Core Health Labs, and LTPetClub247.com. That's where it's at. And folks, you can hit that contact button. When you do, it'll change to this. Contact us. You can put your name, your email, and then click on a box that you want and then send us a message. Say, if you want to send us a photo, send a photo. Type a message and it'll ask for an attachment. Attach your photo and there you go. Also, just want to remind you, we've got some amazing sales going on at shop.andweknow.com. We have got sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And also, this one is going hot. Available for pre-order. Jean jackets with our logo on the back. That's right, jean jackets. You've got the blue jean color, the pink color, and the white color. The white one actually has the American flag on the back, and then I think some colors are featuring a glitter logo. That is so cool. Way to go, Jamie and Angie. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. Just wanted to share this too. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court just blocked an effort by lower court judges to force election officials to count mail-in ballots that show up with incorrect dates or no dates at all. This is yet another massive loss for Democrats. They can't even get Democrat justices to side with them anymore. It's why they're doing everything in their power to disenfranchise Trump voters do not let up. We are winning. That's right. They're doing all they can to keep people. They're like, oh, you know what? You guys been waiting for 6 hours. Oh, my feet hurt. I don't think I can wait anymore. I think I'm going to go home. No, they were telling them to wait. You know what was really cool is all over X, I was watching pizzas being delivered, food, drinks, and everything to everyone waiting in line from all the Patriots. Big news channels, too, were out there doing it. And I tell you what, remember when X was being run 4 years ago by the evil ones? Well, I think they would have hit all that. Not this time. There are a lot of people awake now to what's happening. And check out what's happening here. Blacks are speaking out. It's Donald Trump or nothing. And it's hashtag I'm not with her.
My name is Jasmine Woodson.
Hi, my name is Silo.
I'm Karen Watson.
I'm Yolanda Johnson from Georgia.
This is Bebe Diamond from New York City.
I'm Dana Galen, and I'm from Tampa, Florida.
I live in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Out here in Maricopa County.
Kalamazoo County, Michigan.
I am a proud African immigrant living in Florida.
I'm from the great state of New Jersey.
I'm Angelina from Philly, and this November, I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
I'm not voting for Kamala Harris.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I am not with her.
I'm not with her.
I am not with Kamala Harris.
I'm not with Kamala.
I am not for Kamala. I am for Donald Trump.
I am not with Kamala.
I am not with her because she is not with me.
I support President Trump and the economic policies our country experienced under his leadership as our 45th president.
President Trump will support our law enforcement agencies and fund them appropriately.
Donald Trump made me proud to be an American.
I'm with Donald J. Trump.
We need a leader who can make America great again.
Trump puts Americans first, and he always will.
We need Donald Trump.
Pretty cool, right? That's amazing how these videos are playing out for all to see. And I'm really enjoying all the support throughout the United States and through the entire earth. And so, guys wanted to get to a lot of the intel stuff. So I'm going to show you the cue board, a few of them moving forward. And then I'm going to get into Joe Rogan and his interview with a couple of clips, some really cool clips with J.D. Vance. And then the media freaking out, of course, Gateway Pundit. And I'm going to show you how he walked off the set. He said, I'm done with you guys at Washington Compost. And some messages from RFK Jr. more. But first, wanted to make sure that we show you President Trump with Tucker. Here we go.
It's pretty easy. I could have a lot of different, I have a lot of alternatives. I could be in a beautiful beach with the waves hitting me in the face and all that boring stuff. And I've been there. And you get very bored pretty easily. I have one thing in mind. It's called Make America Great Again. That's all I think about.
Amen.
That's pretty cool. And here's some more. Where we have Tucker Carlson asking some questions about the 119 mark on this particular clip. And remember, he's talking to a whole stadium filled with people for what's called, I believe, Tucker and Trump. And they were just, if you're looking at your screen, just jam-packed. And so check this out right here.
Imagine threatening a man with 5 kids with prison for a crime he didn't commit. So you said that you were saved in the end by an angel. How have your views about God changed in the last 8 years, and particularly after getting shot?
Well, look, I've always been a believer, but I wouldn't say, you know, there's a certain pastor, Robert Jeffress, and I didn't know, his name is Robert Jeffress, nice guy from Texas. And he said, you know, Trump may not be the best Christian of all, but he's the only one going to take us to the promised land because he's the best leader and he's the toughest guy and he's going to be able to get us through this crazy lot. And he was a big supporter. And now I have unbelievable evangelical and Christian support because I have. I mean, I've done a great job for them and we're together. But he said he may not know the Bible quite as well as other people are supposed to. But, you know, he also did something. They picked Ronald Reagan over Jimmy Carter a long time ago. You know, that to sort of that yeah. was they said he wasn't quite as religious, but he's the guy that's going to get the job done. And I did a great job with a lot of things having to do with saving religion, because these people want to put religion out of business. These people are, you know, they go crazy when I say the enemy from within. And I said, look, we have China, we have Russia, we have Kim Jong-un of North Korea. We have a lot of people out there. But if you have a smart president, I had a great relationship with President Xi until the China virus came in, and that was a bridge too far, but we'll have a very good relationship. And there's reasons for them to want to like us. There's big reasons. But if you have a smart president who want that kind of smart, meaning with people, if you have a smart president, somebody that knows what's happening, you're going to be fine. But, you know, we do have an enemy from within. We have some very bad people. And those people are also very dangerous. They would like to take down our country. They'd like to have our country be a nice communist country or a fascist in any way they can. And we have to be careful of that. But they're the greatest con artists in the world, because as soon as I said an enemy from within, they said, he's saying an enemy from within. These are sick puppies, I'm telling you.
They are sick puppies. He gets that message out clearly about the enemy within. And I thought it was interesting because Tucker was able to give a speech. And he brought up a couple of points that you're going to hear in this one-minute clip. One of them is just remember that we're watching this Sunlight Kills, and we talk about full disclosure. The public will learn the truth. The media will attempt to spin as a partisan attack. The House will push for a bar removal. Well, full disclosure, Delcast, remember it was misspelled, provides the truth. Foreign corroboration provides the truth. Now, listening to these,
and that's
with
one-
Sunlight and full disclosure, now listen to Tucker.
And that's one of the reasons that they don't want Donald Trump back in Washington. But the main reason they don't want Donald Trump back in Washington is something called disclosure.
Ooh.
Do you know what disclosure is? Disclosure means sunlight. Disclosure is the principle that you, as an American citizen, an equity owner of this country, not a renter, not a serf, not a slave, but as a citizen, an owner of this country, a person on whose behalf the government exists. There's no other reason to have the government except to serve you, that you have a right to know what that government is doing with your money in your name. It's not a privilege that you are granted. If they're in a good mood one day, you can know a little bit more about how John F. Kennedy was murdered in 1963. You have an absolute moral right to know because you own it.
How about that, huh? Sunlight. Disclosure. It's amazing how these continue to play out for us all. Another thing that's really interesting, remember I'll show you this, the Governor Lombardo activates Nevada National Guard for Election Day. That was released October 31st, 2024. Raw News alerts Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has activated the National Guard in case of election-related violence and riots. Huh? We were told on 11/02/2017, November 2nd, 2017. Let's see, that was what, 7-year Delta. Four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is that relevant? And then check this out. Note the National Guard deployments starting tomorrow. So the deployment's happening tomorrow? Huh. Note the increased military involvement. Note the false flags. Wow. Think logically about everything. You know, I have said all along that the military is the only way forward. This comes from Darkness v. Darkness, and I just copied what he wrote. But, you know, we've all been talking about this. Do you understand why the National Guard has been activated when Trump has declared the winner on election night? The deep state's foot soldiers are going to take to the streets while the cheaters desperately try to create more votes for Harris. The thought is that they'll be stopped. Who controls the National Guard? This was November 1st, 2017. Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Could we be looking at guys? They were telling us 7 years beforehand how this was going to play out. Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Huh, no war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. So they're saying there's not going to be a big unrest if this happens, probably. Hmm? We'll see. Note, the military intelligence has the same SAPs as the NSA, CIA, etc., as designated post-9/11. Who can be held hostage and controlled? Trump nominated someone new to direct every agency but one. He controls the top. Wow, also, President Trump changed the number of people on X that he's following to 53. This is caught from Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson. It's interesting that President Trump chose to change his followers from 52 to 53. Well, if you look at drop number 53 on the Intel board, keyboard, 7-year delta today lists all who have foundations. Why is this relevant? How can donations be used personally? Who is charged with overseeing this? IRS, corrupt, politically motivated? The level of corruption in our country and most others is so severe, there's only one way. Military. Alice in Wonderland. The only way is the military. Q26, the date he changed the following to 53 was November 1st, 2017. That's when President Trump changed the number he's following to 53. The only way is the military. Fully controlled, save and spread. 11.3 verifies as the first marker. Seems all comms are pointing to 11.3. That could be Sunday, November 3rd, biggest advance drop on poll. We will see how this plays out. But man, many are catching on to some of these comms. And then check out what President Trump says.
I was only, according to the fake news, which I think in this case it wasn't fake, they said I was here 17 times during the course of my life and I never stayed over. So I wasn't a Washington person. I was a New York person. I knew New York, but I didn't know Washington. And all of a sudden, I'm the president of the United States. I'm saying, and I didn't know anybody. I said, hello, anybody. Does anybody would like to have dinner or something? But so I had to rely on rhinos and good people, too. Even some good rhinos. There aren't too many of them. They're sort of a dying breed right now, I would say, actually. But I had to rely on
rhinos are a dying breed. The Republicans in name only. And he brings up 17. He says, you know, they said the media tried to say 17 times. And, you know, that's usually they're fake. But this one's probably not fake. 17. It's like a hat tip to everyone out there. Remember to hang in there as this continues to play out for us all. So while that's happening, then we remember we had the White House the other day, had the panda out, and we talked about what all that means. Well, Nicole Shanahan, remember, she was supporting RFK Jr. I believe she was running mate for him when he was trying to run for president, spoke up about Jill Biden's panda suit costume that she wore on Halloween.
In front of our eyes, the parading of Jill Biden in a panda suit yesterday, right in front of our eyes. What the hell is this mockery? No more. No more. No more.
Interesting, right? Because when she states this, it's obvious she knows what the panda eyes mean. She knows it's not an innocent costume. She knows that the symbolism for panda eyes, what that is. Do you guys know what it is? If not, you need to go look it up. It's a pedophile slang for child. If you're looking at your screen, something really bad that's done to them. It's where the child's eyes welt to black circles from the trauma. Yeah. She knew. And that's why she said, are they making a mockery? Because she knows what's going on. Other folks that know what's going on would be this character called J-Lo, who is with P. Diddy during his freaky parties, right? Whatever they call them, freak-offs or whatever. And she was out there trying to get everybody on her side to vote for Kamala.
I like Hollywood endings. I like when the good guy, or in this case, the good girl wins. And with an understanding of our past and a faith in our future, I will be casting my ballot for Kamala Harris for President of the United States proudly. I am a mother. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am an actor and an entertainer.
She's crying out for help. Jenny from the block is actually a terrible person from Babylon. So there's that. Remember that Baphomet outfit she wore at the Super Bowl, right? The Super Owl halftime show that also had an occultic owl symbol embedded into it. Remember that? Remember all the children in cages at the performance depicting child trafficking? Remember when she did that? Remember the rope and the hands above the heads in the choreography mimicking John Podesta's pedophile art of children tied up? I know it sounds crazy, but humanity is battling a 3,000-plus-year-old death satanic cult that wants you all dead before all their power is stripped from them. And she's crying out. And it's interesting that they're parading these folks out and they're begging you, begging folks, please vote for Kamala. Why such desperation? Why are they so desperate to have her in? What do they have to lose if President Trump wins? Just doesn't make sense unless you know what is going on with all these characters. They also brought out, who was it? This other person, I think I had it ready for you. I thought I had the video ready for it, but it's not here now that I'm looking for it. But it's another character that could not handle talking to all of the Kamala supporters, Kamala, whatever her name is, and forgot the teleprompter turned off and had to have their phone brought up. And I'm trying to remember who that, well, here it is. It's called Cardi B. So she's up there. So I wanted to show you this because she's standing there.
1 second, guys. 1 second.
1 second, guys. And she's pointing because she's going to wait an entire minute. Now, I'm not going to make you wait for the whole minute, but she's waiting. She's looking around and she doesn't know what to say. She can't talk off the top of her head. She needs something to read from. So what do they do after that 1 minute where she's waiting? They hand her a phone so she can start reading.
Thank you.
Because the teleprompter is not working. And then, just in case folks want to know what she has to say, there's something very interesting. Check this out.
I believe in every word that comes out of her mouth. She's passionate. She's compassionate. She shows empathy. And most of all, she is not delusional. Yeah.
Took people a while to cheer for that one.
Yeah. Kamala recognized that this country is at risk. That the economy needs to get stronger, that the cost of food and the cost of living is too high. Damn, it's even high for me. I believe her when she says, under her, buying eggs and milk won't break the bank. Because she's gonna pass a ban on price gouging on groceries. And she told me that in my face. So she better not lie to me in my face.
She better not lie to me in my face. That's why I played that for you so you'd hear. She better not lie to me to my face. Oh, boy. This stuff is just one thing after another playing out for all of us to see. And I want to make sure, since we're talking about money, that you guys check out our video that's coming out tomorrow, Dr. Kirk Elliott, BRICS Bill Introduced. That's right. It's like a dollar bill looking thing. You see it on your screen. American banks are sitting on $750 billion in realty debt related losses. There's all kinds of debt flying around the earth. And I wanted you to know that if you go into the description box below and click on andweknow.com/gold, you'll see at the very top of the video, you'll be able to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and get your plan for precious metals underway. That's right. They'll help you get an IRA put together with your precious metals, and he's really big on silver, and silver has gone up quite a bit in the past 4 years. As a matter of fact, it's gone up nearly 100%, is basically what we've been told, what we've been sharing, and he's amazing, and I hope you guys check him out. Here's a clip for tomorrow.
Gold, which to me is like this dangling carrot, this shiny thing out there, and people are going to want it. It's like, I want a currency that's backed by gold, and all else being equal, so do I, unless it's a BRICS currency, right?
Right.
So because once you go into that door, like we talked about, I think it was last week, the BRICS payment system, you know, all financial transactions settling through Shanghai, not what I would call a very privacy-oriented thing for Americans, right? It's like, you really trust that your money, that your spending habits are going to be held private when they all clear through China? You joking? I mean, it's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. So we need to avoid this at all costs, but we're not. Biden is doing, it's almost like he's working with Putin to destroy the dollar.
Yeah, so it's an interesting interview. You guys should check it out. Hope you do. And also click in the description box below to reach out to them and get your help today. I promised you a couple of clips from this amazing interview with J.D. Vance and Joe Rogan. I showed it to you the other day, and I said you can watch the full thing. I think it was yesterday. Watch the full video. It's like 3 hours and 17 minutes long. Before I play this clip, I'm going to show you somebody's reaction to it.
Y'all, that interview with Joe Rogan and J.D. Vance on the Joe Rogan podcast will go down as one of the greatest interviews in history. Mark my words, okay? Y'all, that was the interview I did not even know I needed, all right? 2 to 3 minutes into the interview, I realized how down to earth and how relatable J.D. Vance really is. And he totally changed my perception of him, okay? I'm not going to lie, y'all. When Trump originally said that that was his VP pick, I was furious. I was like, why not Tulsi? She going to help you get to the finish line. She going to help you win this election, right? No. After watching that interview, y'all, I totally get it now. And I feel as though Trump possibly picked him because this man could step up for him any given time if need be, okay? This guy is the future of politics. This guy could possibly be our future president, y'all. He is so genuine, so authentic, y'all, so down to earth, and he just so relatable, like he's actually one of us, if that makes sense. Y'all, go check this interview out, okay?
Pretty good, huh? So it's getting a lot of support. Check out this clip about Hunter's laptop.
I would bet $100 that Hunter Biden is voting for Donald Trump for president.
It doesn't seem like he likes his dad. It seems like
I might bet $20 on his dad voting for Donald Trump for president, especially last night after the garbage comment.
Oh yeah,
you know that guy is trying to help Donald Trump. We're gonna win. I think we're gonna win. But after we win, I'm going to be convinced that Joe Biden was trying to help us the whole time.
Well, here's
one. He put on the MAGA hat.
The MAGA hat was crazy.
That was crazy.
When he put on the MAGA hat in front of those guys and they all cheered and he insisted on keeping the hat and he took it with him, I think he's very, very resentful that he got ousted in what was essentially a coup.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to know what happened there, by the way.
Oh, I would love to know what happened.
What happened with that laptop? Been saying all along, Hunter probably left that laptop on purpose, probably given some type of small deal, maybe. Who knows how this all played out, but he just said, you know, hey, just wanted to know, Pops, I forgot my laptop. I was doing too much drugs, I guess, and just left it in there. Yeah, right. He didn't leave it there by accident. It had to be on purpose. And then here's some great laughter. We always need good laughter, right? Check them out as they have a good time. With Kamala Harris impressions.
Joe Biden, I think at this point in time, he's literally that crazy guy on the porch yelling at the neighbors. I mean, no one thinks he's there, which is also one of the fascinating things when they asked her, when did you know that he was mentally impaired and why didn't you talk about it earlier? And there's this, Joe Biden has always done the amazing work that Joe Biden does. It's just like this. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
You want to get the lights that they use for air traffic controller? Like, come this way.
Yeah, come this way. Like,
help her out. Do you think she wears an earpiece?
I wouldn't be surprised. I have no idea.
The earpiece one was amazing.
But man,
the little
Bluetooth
thing, the earring.
It's astonishing. She talks. The only way I can describe it is she talks in circles.
Yeah.
Right? It's like.
Tim Dillon says it's like she does gypsy curses. Because she speaks in gypsy curses.
That's very good. But it's, you know, we need to build an opportunity economy because if Americans don't have opportunity, then they're not going to have the opportunity to be Americans. And it's like, what the hell?
The opportunity to generate wealth and generational wealth. Like, wait a minute. Do you know how few people generate generational wealth? That means you have so much money, you're going to give it to other generations?
Well, but there's actually, okay. I mean, I give a lot of speeches. So there's actually a skill to this. I think that she is the Michael Jordan of using as many words as possible to say as little as possible. There's actually a certain gift that she has because you listen to her talk and you're 100, 200 words into it, you're 500 words into it, and you're like, what the hell did she just say? She didn't say anything.
Right.
And that actually, I mean, okay, so yeah, there's a certain political skill in saying a lot without actually saying anything, but it actually worries me about her being president. Like,
Pretty good. Nice little clip there and a good little laugh. And also something that might get you clapping would be this radio host, Hugh Hewitt, walked off set this morning yesterday morning during the Washington Compost live show, First Look, hosted by propagandist Jonathan Capehart, after Jonathan and his guests decided to lie about Trump and the lawsuit in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Seemed like this week, Donald Trump is laying the groundwork for contesting the election by complaining that cheating was taking place in Pennsylvania by suing Bucks County for alleged irregularities. And this is on top of his continual assertion that if he loses, it's because of cheating.
Yeah, that's what he's been laying the groundwork for, this just not in the last week, but in the last umpty-ump months. No election can be fair unless Donald, in Donald Trump's mind, unless Donald Trump wins it. And I think we are going to see him both rev up his supporters to contest elections outside of courtrooms and go to every courtroom he can in America where it's relevant to make whatever arguments he can, no matter how far-fetched. We saw
Jonathan, that last time,
but it didn't work out this time.
Finish, Hugh.
It may not work. It may not. That may not happen this time. And now I'll let you go, Hugh.
Well, I've just got to say, we're news people, even though we're at the opinion section. It's got to be reported. Bucks County was reversed by the court and instructed to open up extra days because they violated the law and told people to go home. So that lawsuit was brought by the Republican National Committee, and it was successful. The Supreme Court ruled that Glenn Youngkin was successful. We are news people, even though we have opinions, and we have to report the whole story if we bring up part of the story. So, yes, he's upset about Bucks County, but he was right, and he won in court. That's the story.
There you go. Tell the truth. And then this guy's just playing
dumb.
I'll
let you keep going, Jonathan.
No, I'm just... don't appreciate being lectured about reporting when you many times you come here saying lots of things that aren't.
I won't come back, Jonathan. I'm done. This is the most unfair election ad I have ever been a part of. You guys are working. That's fine. I'm done.
Woo.
So,
and then you know what happened after that? I don't have the rest of the clip, but Ruth Marcus ends up, her video doesn't work. He can't figure out what to say, this Washington Compost guy. And it just all falls apart from there. It's so good to watch. You know, RFK Jr. had something to say about all this. By the way, look at that crowd. You guys see that? Wow.
And somebody called me one of the anchors of ABC today. And I had an off-the-record discussion with him. And he said, there's so much division in this country. And I said, that's because you're causing it.
CBS, ABC, oh, ABC.
My nephew, who's traveled with me for 19 months, he's my wife Cheryl's nephew. And he's been working for me for 19 months and traveled everywhere with me. And he's met President Trump many times now. And he said to me today, he said, everybody who's met President Trump loves President Trump. He said, you can't help but love him. So why does half of America hate him? They haven't met him, and the media is telling them to hate him. And I said this. I said, you're demonizing him. You're vilifying him. You're calling us garbage. You're calling him Hitler. You're calling him a fascist. And of course people are going to hate him. And I said, and by the way, you're writing all these articles condemning me coming into Washington, dismantling the pharmaceutical paradigm. Where are you getting your salary? From pharma. And he said, we tell both sides of the story. And I said, no, you don't. And he said, well, President Trump is saying radical things. I said, like what? He said he's gonna pull CBS's license. And I said, he ought to pull CBS's license. CBS doesn't own the airwaves. We do. The people of the United States own the airwaves. CBS is licensed to use the airwaves, but only for a public purpose, to advance the public benefit. We have a doctrine in this country called the Fairness Doctrine that says if you're licensed to own a network, you got to tell the news at least once a day, and you got to be fair to both sides. And I said to this guy, I said, you know, I was running for 19 months when Ross Perot ran in 1992 for 10 months. He did 34 live interviews on the airwaves, on the national networks. And I said, I did four in 19 months, and your network never let me on a single time.
Wow. Man, he's just good at exposing everybody and what's going on. Some more exposure. Let's see. We'll head over to ABC News and watch Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, on fire.
Violence against political opponents. Let's talk about the fact that Democrats have been labeling President Trump a threat to democracy for the better half of 10 years. Let's talk about how they have compared him to Hitler, one of the worst mass murderers in the history of the world, and that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden weaponized the court system and the justice system in this country against Donald Trump in an attempt to imprison him. He sat through a courthouse for 7 weeks this past year, and the Democrats were hoping he would go to jail for it. That is real political violence that has led to two heinous assassination attempts on President Trump's life that, by the grace of God, he was able to escape, and he is here with us today. So yes, President Trump knows a little bit about political violence because he's experienced it himself. And talking about the tragic realities of war that Liz Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney, have got this country into is not political violence. It's talking about the reality of the foreign conflicts that the Washington, D.C. establishment have sold out young Americans to for decades.
Yet, of course, after those attempted assassination attempts on the former president's life, his opponents reached out to him and said they do not accept political violence. That has been a key difference. I do want to play you.
No, please. His opponents are saying to this very day the same rhetoric that led to those two assassination attempts. The second attempted assassin on President Trump's life echoed the sentiment that President Trump is a threat to democracy. And if you're a deranged lunatic and you're mentally ill, you will believe that lie. And yes, you will take political violence like we have.
If you're a deranged lunatic. I love it. What a great press secretary for Trump. Oh, that's so good. If you're deranged lunatic supporting Kamala.
Seen in two instances against President Trump. Last week, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris said that everyone who showed up to President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was a Nazi. That's despicable, dangerous, divisive rhetoric that is spewed by the Democrat Party every single day. And I am so sick and tired of the media pointing the finger at Donald Trump and saying that he is sowing division in this country. He is not. The media is for pushing hoaxes like the one that you all push today, and the Democrat Party is for pushing lies about him. But the good news is Americans don't buy it. And that's why today in 2024, President Trump is more popular than he has been since 2016, because people don't trust the media and they're not buying the Harris campaign's closing argument that he's some great threat to our democracy, because they lived under him for 4 years as president and our democracy and our country was stronger than it is today.
Now, that's how you do it. And I hope that I pronounced her name correct. Is it Carolyn or Caroline? And it made me think. You remember that song we played at the beginning of this whole podcast? Let's see. Maybe they're singing it for her. Here we go. Sweet Caroline. Bah, bah, bah. That's how you handle the media every day. Felt so good. Woo! Ba, ba, ba. Way to go, Caroline, if that's how you say your name. I hope I pronounced it right, but even so, you did a great job. We're proud of you. Yeah. So then, let's see. We go over to Communist News Network, and they... You know, people say hell freezes over. You ever hear those comments? They actually put out some truth.
Tonight, mixed messages. A K-File investigation this hour finds Kamala Harris is targeting crucial battleground voters with vastly different messages on Gaza and Israel. This ad is running in Michigan, which has the largest Arab population in America.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
All right, well, it's a very different story for an ad in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters.
Let me be clear. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself, because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7.
Can you believe it? They actually showed both clips and showed that something's wrong. Oh my goodness. I mean, there's some weird things going on. Something else weird. Bill Maher. This guy, the one that's scared that President Trump's going to put him in, what is it, Gitmo, I think he brought up. Bill Maher goes into mourning, admitting Biden's garbage remark about Trump supporters is deplorable times 10.
What happened this week with the garbage? Now, the result could be Puerto Ricans in Pennsylvania win this election for Harris. Right? That's possible. You're doing this.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Or it could be the other way, because, I mean, I think it's a bigger gaffe than people think. It's so funny. Joe Biden, his whole career, he was like, Mr. Gaffe. And then here at the very end, he's like Aaron Judge at the end of the thing.
So there you go. He's freaking out about the whole thing. And I tell you what, it's not working out. And so I wanted to show you also this movie that's fantastic, right, from D.C. Lidstone. He basically put out that you need to watch this. Benny Johnson, watch the full documentary on X. And it's really intriguing for us to look at. And I tell you what, I was watching, I thought, oh, I'll watch this probably for a minute or two, and I won't have time to really get too much into it. But I wanted to play a few minutes from the beginning, and I tell you, every second of this video is well done, from the intro all the way through, and everything that's said about President Trump. And I just learned an awful lot about him and his upbringing, and learned a lot from, Eric and also Don Jr. And it's just really good, well done video. Let me see if I can get this one to work real quick. Let me play that one more time, bring it here, and here we go.
He comes out of that, goes to Wharton Business School. Then my dad decides to change the skyline of Manhattan, and he was able to do that.
The world is made up of people with either killer instincts or without killer instincts. But the people that seem to emerge are the people that are competitive and driven and with a certain instinct to win.
My grandfather gave my father, I believe it was a small loan, to basically build Trump Tower. My grandfather was not necessarily thrilled about any of it. He was building middle-income housing in Queens, and it was simple. And to do a gilded tower in the early 80s, that was different. That was unique.
People love to say Donald Trump got a head start with his father. Well, you know what? Everybody starts somewhere. But he knew that what he was doing with his father, he could take and amplify, but he knew that was going to take a lot of hard work to try and make himself a name and put his name on the side of buildings. It is frightening to go out on your own, to break off from a family business, to start a company on your own, to start it in New York City. That's the mecca of everything in the business world.
Really cool. Really good video. It shows you his upbringing, his grandparents, where they came from, how they got here, and how it all played out for President Trump. And I tell you, put in the description box below. If you guys click, just go below the video, scroll down. I try to put almost everything that you see on these videos there. And you're going to see the title, Watch the Full Documentary on X, The Man You Don't Know. When you get to that, click on it, and you'll be able to watch that whole thing on X. It is absolutely a brilliant, brilliant production put together real well. And so I promised you I'd show you what's going on with the Amish before we closed out today. And I just want to show you this and what they're doing out there for folks that were hit by Helene.
I want to keep squalling about all this, but my heart is absolutely overflowing today. First of all, the Amish from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is sending a 56-passenger bus to Swannanoa, North Carolina, to build little cabins for people who lost their homes. They're going to be here from Monday through Friday. Friday, they're going to go home and then come back Monday with a fresh crew to start all over again. And they say they don't want any help. They just basically want people to stay out of their way and let them do what they got to do. They said they're going to be 100% self-sufficient, and they're going to get that done, and people are going to have a home, at least in Swannanoa.
Yeah.
So, a couple of days ago, I did a video saying I was going to do a little Operation Santa Claus for the kids here in the mountains who lost everything. And look what Amazon just brought. This is y'all's goodness. I wonder what that Amazon driver thought. My cat doesn't even know what to think. Look at
really her. Cool. And if you're looking at your screen, I'm showing you pictures that were sent of the Amish up there doing amazing work, building support. And they just want, you know, they're just pray for them. And I tell you what, another thing that's really cool is the Amish are out full support for President Trump.
Go! Welcome to
Pennsylvania. There you see that? We've got the Amish with their Trump flags and American flags on. And I tell you what, once they turn, you've got 80,000 of them. 80,000 of them supporting President Trump. Check this out.
The Conservative Party has, Trump has, that the Amish community identifies with.
We're pro-life. I can say we're pro-freedom. You know, to be overregulated is just nuts. I mean, you go back in the history of George Washington and through the different presidencies and the Bill of Rights, all those were based on freedom. They weren't based on overregulation. You know, the politicians didn't make a career out of it. It was almost a disservice to be a politician. Today we are a politician because we make wealth off of it. Trump didn't keep a dollar when he was president.
Mm, amen.
How about all these other politicians? How about they go 4 years without taking a dollar? You know, our values, conservative values, and the Amish values line up very close. We don't agree on everything, but we agree on most things. The liberal values are absolutely crazy. Seriously, anybody deciding if they want to vote for a Democrat or Republican, I got a simple question for you. Which is better, California or Florida? New York or Texas? Like, seriously, if you don't know who you should vote for, think about the policy. Think about the states that are run by Democrats. Think about the states that are run by Republicans. Very simple choice.
Very simple choice. That's great to have the Amish on board. Man, it's just been one thing after another that's playing out for all of us to enjoy. Wanted to get this out to you quickly, and I'll read something too from Common Sense IQ test to finish off today before we go to prayer. Anticipation rising, a definitive reason, is this the year for treason season? All the distractions, bombard and set pace, liberation on deck, finishing this race. We deserve vindication. We've earned our right, challenging the narrative, putting up a fight. Psychologically freeing, spiritually acute, no sideline sitting, they will not mute. Our voices echo, chaos keeps spewing. Predictable mainstream, they keep pursuing. A chance to capture, keep controls tight. It's getting harder as we shine the light. Our beacons glowing, unable to extinguish. Our souls are shining, easy to distinguish. A fearless warrior who's paid the price will no longer play or pretend to be nice. We've seen too much, traveled too deep, sat drenched in tears, unable to sleep. Found faith through hope, relearned to achieve calmness and discernment in a land of make-believe. Fairy tale influencers, status of delusions, prop up the facade of evil's illusions. Brainwashed victims to make us obey, we're survivors who won't be led astray. We become humbled, realigned by mercy, never to embrace placated controversy. We see through the lies, truths demanded, fixated and determined, now ever so candid. Once you ring a bell, you can't undo. The soul's window gives a new perspective view. Steady the course, you will endure. Grace is the gift given to assure.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continued guidance and direction through our lives. We ask as we go into this weekend and next week, probably some of the biggest days of our entire lives as we anticipate so much, we ask that you would bring a calmness before all of us, that there would be protection all around our country, that everyone would be just noticing how you've brought so much calm when people are expecting a huge display of terrible things to happen, regardless of how these voting things turn out. You are in control. We recognize you and you alone in all of this. We know that you have everything, all prayers answered and ready to go. You know our hearts, you know what we're thinking, you know how we're moving, and we ask for continued protection over us, over our tongues, over our homes, over our lives, and over President Trump's life and his family and all of those on the front lines that are working hard to bring America back to where it belongs, especially the America that I remember, where missionaries were being sent around this earth to share the gospel. The number one reason Satan wants us all destroyed in this country is because we brought the gospel to the earth. And he doesn't want it to continue. And we ask that the enemy be destroyed swift and calmly. And may we all again come before you and cry out before you, the Lord, he is God. Thank you for all that you have done for us up to this point and in the future. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope the Saturday update's okay for you. I know you've got a lot of videos going out each day, and notice that views drop probably because you don't have much time to catch up. I get it. It's okay. We're all trying to stay in touch, trying to keep up with what's going on, and man, it's just a big anticipation, right, for all of us. So please hit that follow button, share this video if you would, and hit the like button. We really appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Em We Know, signing out.
We did not come this far to overcome this much and fight this hard, only to surrender our country back to the depraved Washington swamp.